Hello, Pastor Brandon here, and it is Monday, February 17th, 2020, and here are our readings for today. Psalm 25, 8 through 22, Genesis 45, Matthew 15, 29 through 16, 4. We'll be starting with Psalm 25, 8 through 22. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast, love, and faithfulness for those who keep his commandments and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he accept, or him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lowly and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. Oh, guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Genesis 45. Then Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him. He cried, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud so that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? But his brothers could not answer, for they were dismayed at his presence. So Joseph said to his brothers, come near to me, please. And they came near, and he said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all of Egypt. Come down to me. Do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, and your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. There I will provide for you, for there are yet 5 years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have do not come to poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father of all my honor in Egypt, and of all that you have seen. "Hurry and bring my father down here." Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. After that, his brothers talked with him. When the report was heard in Pharaoh's house, "Joseph's brothers have come," it pleased Pharaoh and his servants. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to your brothers, do this, load your beast and go back to the land of Canaan. And take your father and your household and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt. And you shall eat the fat of the land. And you, Joseph, are commanded to say, do this, take wagons from the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Have no concern for your goods, for the best of the land of Egypt is yours." The sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the journey. To each and all of them he gave a change of clothes. But to Benjamin, he gave 300 shekels of silver and 5 changes of clothes. To his father, he sent as follows: 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and provision for his father on the journey. Then he sent his brothers away, and as they departed, he said to them, "Do not quarrel on the way." So they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan, to their father Jacob, and they told him, "Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt." And his heart became numb, for he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." Matthew 15:29-16-4. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee. And he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they put them at his feet, and he healed them, so that the crowd wondered. When they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I am unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way." And the disciples said to him, "Where are we to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed so great a crowd?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7, and a few small fish." And directing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowd, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And after sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees came, and to test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. He answered them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather. for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the time. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to you it except the sign of Jonah. So he left them and departed. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for Monday, February 17th, 2020. Our readings from Genesis today shows Joseph revealing himself to his family. And you just have to love how Joseph does this in the fact that Joseph takes no glory for himself. Joseph points to God and God alone. He says that God sent him. Yeah, you might have sold me as a slave, but God sent me here ahead of you so that there would be many survivors, so that he would be able to provide life to people during this great famine, that there's going to be 5 more years. Verse 7 says it, and God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors, a remnant on earth, being this land of Goshen that his family is going to come to, his family is going to be able to stay at. I love how Joseph sends everyone out so he can reveal himself to his brothers, and he's so loud as he's weeping, they hear, Pharaoh's house hears, and Pharaoh blesses Joseph again, and blesses Joseph's family. Joseph went through a lot to get to this point. If we recall, he was sold as a slave to Egypt. Then he was put into prison for a crime he didn't commit. But nevertheless, God uses those situations, those trials, those sufferings and pains that Joseph had to face to bring him to this point right here. To bring him to this point where he could grant his brothers, his father, and all their families, and all their livestock, life in the midst of a very difficult situation. And isn't that just like God to do something like this? It totally is just like God. We may not understand, I'm sure Joseph didn't understand when he was a slave, when he was in prison, what God was doing through all this. He didn't have the full picture. The point is, regardless of where he was, Joseph stayed faithful to God. He stayed faithful. He still served the Lord despite his circumstances, despite his situations. He lived for the Lord. Do we do the same? Will we do the same? Can we say, in truth, despite our circumstances, despite our situations, we too, like Joseph, will serve the Lord? That is what this narrative of Joseph begs us to ask. And with this, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.
You will seek me, and you will find me when you seek.